If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hi, hello, bonjour, hola, konnichiwa, ni hao. This is Anjali Dub and welcome to Life in Progress. Hoping to inspire you with my life and help you become the best version of yourself as we progress together in this thing called life. Hello everyone, welcome back to Life in Progress. Thank you so much for always tuning in and sending me a lot of beautiful messages, comments, emails, like on all my platforms. Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate everything and I'm really grateful to each and one of you for showing me the support, love and care and of course the effort that you guys put whenever you want to talk to me is just so beautiful. Thank you so much. So Life in Progress is turning 4 in a couple of weeks and I'm just so happy to share this journey with all of you. So I've been contemplating a lot for the last couple of weeks because I lost a lot of friendships last year. I have some regrets, but also like I feel relieved. I don't know if you guys feel that. That's why today I want to talk about breakups in friendships, that it is absolutely normal because we change, people change, our circumstances change. And yes, it's definitely normal to feel bad about breakups, just like romantic relationships. But we need to understand that this is all part of the process. We cannot grow as human beings if we don't experience breakup. Friendship breakups are not something new. They've been a part of human relationships since forever, from our parents, grandparents, their parents. So it has been here, you know, because just like romantic relationships and how these things can end, friendships too can end. While it may be sad to experience the dissolution of friendship, I think for me, it's harder than a romantic relationship because with friends, let's say, I'm just going to share a quick story. I've been friends with someone for the last like 8 years or 9 years. Then I just found out that this person betrayed me and dropped my name in a business meeting. Like this person was going to share like my strategies to someone else who was also in the same business. And that story somehow reached me and I was really upset because for me, that was betrayal. And on top of that, like all the secrets that I've shared in confidence in our friendship, this person decided to tell those stories to the person who was involved, like in a very bad thing that happened to me this year. So I felt really betrayed and I did not try to fix the relationship. I did not beg. I did not force. I just said everything that I wanted to say. And I just cut this person off from my life totally. And of course, I'm going to forgive this person, but that doesn't mean I am going back to being friends with that person. So that was just a short story. For me, I think I can tolerate everything, but not betrayal. I don't think I can tolerate betrayal. I think when you betray me, especially in a friendship, I think it's over. Because friendships, it takes time to build friendships through shared interests, values, experiences. And when these foundations, you know, shift, the bond becomes weak. I don't think I can trust anyone who betrays me. I don't think I can just go back to just being normal and just forget about it. It is crucial to accept that not all friendships are meant to last forever. I think what's important is, instead of dwelling on the loss, it is more productive to cherish the memories and embrace new connections that will align with your current selves. Like, even if we don't want to accept it, we change along the way. And sometimes the people we used to love as friends, they no longer fit into our lives. I think I am the best example of that. Like, I chose a completely different life. And I currently only have two friends from college that I'm still very, very close with, and probably one from high school. And that's it, because I'm a different person now. And they've also changed along the way. And I just did not find anything like to connect with our other friends. So I was just like, you know, just let it be. Sometimes life is about just let it go. Just let it be. Just be. This is one thing I've learned from my therapist, Anna Angeli. Just be. I was like, okay, I will just be. Because she's Spanish, so sometimes the way she delivers like English lines is absolutely and completely different from how we deliver our lines whenever we want to say something. So that's what I'm trying to do nowadays. Like, even in the office, not just in my friendships. If you decide to go, just go. It's fine. I'm not going to try to fix it, because nowadays I don't focus on people who leave and on the loss of that person. I grieve. I feel sad. I feel bad. I cry and I feel all the negative emotions, but I let them go. Instead of crying too much and just, you know, being stuck with these kinds of losses, we focus on the new things, you know, creating new connections, building new friendships. Of course, I think as an adult now, to make friendships, it takes more effort. But I've also noticed one thing, that nowadays, the bullshit, I just filter it out so fast. Like, if I like you, I like you. If I don't like you, I don't like you. That's it. There's nothing in between. I'm not going to try hard, or I'm not going to try to fit in. But I'm just going to create my own table instead, if that makes sense. So please, if you are going through something like this, friendship breakup, please go through it, because the only way out is going through it. So yeah, don't like put all the blame on yourself that you are at fault, because remember, it's a two-way road. Life is not a one-way road, right? So that's all for today's episode. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at lifeinprogressph and my personal TikTok, Angelita, where I share my life in progress, my progressing life. I love it. And I can't wait to share the rest of the year with all of you. Thank you so much. Adios. Ciao. And this was Life in Progress with Angelita. If you have any suggestions on anything, please don't hesitate to message me on Instagram at Angelita. You may also check out my YouTube channel for more stories. Thank you for listening, and catch you on the next episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.